Pages for readers. Page 233. Task 1B. Listen, then read the story.
Nellie Bly. After Janet Cook.
For many years, most women worked only at home. Their job was to cook food, clean house, and take care of children. But in the late 80s, a few women started looking for work outside the home. This made many people angry. One day, a Pittsburgh newspaper published a story that said that a woman should work only at home. Many people who read it wrote letters to the editor. Most of them agreed with the story. But one well-written letter didn't agree. It said that because America didn't use the minds of its women, it was not as strong as it could be. The name at the end of the letter was E. Cochrane. The editor thought the letter was very good. In a newspaper story, he asked E. Cochrane to come and talk to him about a job. To his surprise, it was not a man, but a young woman who came to see him. She said that her name was E. Cochrane, Elizabeth Cochrane. Elizabeth needed a job. She had to make a living for herself and her mother. Her family thought that she would be a nurse or a teacher. But Elizabeth wanted to be a reporter. At first, the editor was against the idea. He tried to say no to Elizabeth. But after he heard her ideas for stories, he said that he would give her a chance. Elizabeth began to write exciting stories. On each story, she put the name Nellie Bly. This name soon became hers. Women reporters for other newspapers wrote stories about flowers and dresses, but not Nellie. She wanted to help poor people. She sometimes went to dangerous places to get the stories she wanted. At first, many readers were upset. They said it was a man's job to write about poor people who had no homes. In the 80s, factories were not safe. When Nellie wrote that factories were dangerous places to work, the owners of the factories became angry. At last, she left Pittsburgh and began to look for a job as a reporter in New York City. Many people in New York City heard of the woman reporter from Pittsburgh, but only one person wanted to give her a job. Joseph Pulitzer was happy to put Nellie to work on his newspaper, The World. To get her stories, Nellie sometimes pretended to be someone else. She lived with poor people, worked in factories, and even had herself put in a jail. This is why readers could believe the things she said in her stories. Although Nellie wrote many stories that helped people, she became best known for her trip around the world. She read Jules Verne's Around the World in 80 Days, a make-believe story about a man's 80-day trip around the world. Going around the world in only 80 days sounded impossible, but Nellie thought that it could be done. Joseph Pulitzer agreed with her. He gave her money for the trip. On November the 14th, 1889, at 9:40 a.m., Nellie left New Jersey on a steamship. The steamship sailed across the Atlantic Ocean and landed on the south shore of England. From England, Nellie sailed to France. Jules Verne came to greet her and wish her luck. Then she went by train to Italy. Nellie boarded another steamship to travel across the Mediterranean Sea, the Suez Canal and the Red Sea. Then she went across the Indian Ocean to China and Japan. All along the way, she sent back stories about her trip. These stories were used in the world. Soon, many people learned of Nellie's race against time. Each day, they looked in the world for a story by Nellie. Would Nellie make it? In Japan, Nellie boarded a steamship to cross the Pacific Ocean. When the ship landed in San Francisco, thousands of people were there to greet Nellie. She was filled with joy. Then Nellie crossed the United States by train. Each time the train stopped, hundreds of people were there to meet her. They wanted to see Nellie to believe her exciting stories about the trip. On January the 26th, 1890, at 3:15 p.m., Nellie was back to New Jersey. She went around the world faster than any other person. It took her 72 days, 6 hours, and 11 minutes. And it all started with Elizabeth Cochrane's letter to an editor.